NRSP should be going. NRSP was funded 2.5 years ago? 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. It's a 5-year project. It's an unusual project, as Dory alluded to, in the sense that the money is coming essentially from USDA to the experiment station directors to the project. And the way in which it was organized originally was that the software was at the center of NRSP, because prior to that time there hadn't been any software at the center of any of these projects. So the human genome, the rat genome, corn, other sorts of projects, they got data, they developed software to look at it, but where the innovation was here that was presented to the experiment station directors was, we have enough of these databases that are being generated, and particularly for small crops. If you're working on onion, you're working on carrot, you're working on things that are not big commodities, developing the databases was a significant task. And quite frankly, the landscape was littered with projects that got to a certain point and then moved beyond the skill sets that the original people who got the data had, and there was nothing there to help them. The idea of putting something like Triple at the center of some of these projects was that individuals working on individual crops didn't have to do it themselves, that there could be a community. And you've seen a number of examples in the talks that have been given where people have reached out from their database into other databases, brought back relevant information, and used that to do their prospecting. The hope that we had was that we could create in this session a discussion time in which people could do some dreaming. What you've seen in the top part here, software that exists, software that's been working on future software, you've seen a number of cases in today's session where people said, well, this is going to be out next week. Or this is going to be out in a couple of weeks. Or I'm sorry, it's not out quite yet. When you design software, you don't just design what you're programming right now. You try to think as far ahead as you can so that you get the data structures set up properly so that when you move to the next stage, everything will follow and you don't have to go back and reinvent the wheel. But there is a clear interaction between the data and the software that one needs to think about, and I think that's happening here. But the question is, what sort of data would you like to see? How would you like to have the software organized to do it? There is another separate sort of thing, and a point that I want to make that I think that you've seen today is that people are talking about stuff that only a few years ago they were dreaming about. Okay, there's a lot of progress that's happened here. And those of you that are working on crops that are not yet integrated into this should really think hard about whether or not there is a use for integrating what you're doing into this framework that's being developed. But there's another question that, as an administrator, and frankly I got into this because I was at that time an administrator, has to do with the issue of the sustainability of the platforms. And there was a question back earlier about how is this going to be funded. And I think that it is not ever too soon to think about the long-term sustainability of something. And those of you that have any interaction with Arabidopsis understand the crisis that occurred in Arabidopsis when NSF said, well, this isn't a research problem anymore. This is essentially a community problem. Solve it as a community. NSF's not interested in developing resources anymore. You've got the resources. You need to figure out how to maintain them. This is an unusual situation because, if we can go backwards, these resources are being developed in the context of a number of crops that generate revenues that I think there are value propositions that can be forwarded to companies and commissions to say, look, you should be paying for part of this so that when we go back to try to get more NRSP support, we have a community not only from the academics, but from the commissions and from the companies that are saying, yeah, this is valuable to us and we're willing to put our money on it. Jim McPherson, who's sitting in the back here, might remember a couple of years ago we had this problem in the state of Washington that we developed a decision aid system for pesticide application. It was a research project, but when the research was successful and the decision aid systems was developed, Extension couldn't take it on, and nobody else was willing to take it on, and it's now actually being supported by a specialty crop research grant from the state allocation, from the block grant. But there is a problem. There's a basic problem here that I think one needs to anticipate as soon as possible to build into the structure that there is support coming to this basic core software utility.